Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, my brother Abraham Goldar, and today Masechet Gittin, Daf Pei Beis. Beginning the ninth parak, Hamagarish. The Zichud Masechet Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chayei Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the ninth parak begins. Hamagarish is Ishto V'Amrla. One who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat Muteris Kol Adam Elo LaPloni. You are permitted to every man but Ploni. Beliezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Machlokes by asking if the word Ella here means chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or almanas, on condition, that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. The Gemara proves that our Mishnah means chutz, but there is a Tana who holds the Machlokes concerns almanas. According to that Tana, Rabbi Yezer validates the get because he considers this condition no different than any other, but the Rabbanan hold this condition is problematic because it limits the permit itself. According to our Mishnah, the Rabbi Yezer even validates a get, which permits to all men except Ploni. The Gemara explains his source. The Pasuk of divorce says, "Vahisali ish acher," and she shall become the wife of another man, teaching, "Afilo hitira elo ish acher." Even if he only permitted her to one other man, the divorce is valid. Alternatively, he darshans, "Viisha grusha miisha lo yikachu," and a woman divorced from her husband, Kohani may not marry, teaching, "Afilo nisgarsha ela miisha," even if she was only divorced from her husband, but not permitted to anyone, the get is valid and forbids her to Kohanim. Point number two, Rabbi Abba asked, "But Kedushin Hayach, what's the halacha regarding Kedushin, where he said, you are married to me insofar as you are prohibited to all men, except Ploni?" This question we ask according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of a get. Rabbi Yezer validated such a get because of specific drushes. But regarding Kedushin, Kinyan Ma'al Yabi'inan, do we need a complete acquisition without limitations? Or Dilma V'yatz V'haisa? Or perhaps we apply the hackish between, and she will go out, and she will become a wife, meaning get and Kedushin, teaching that just as a get is valid, Kedushin would also be. The Rabbanan invalidated a limited get, Dibi'in increases Valeika, because we require a complete severance, and there's not complete severance in such a get. But regarding limited Kedushin, Kinyan Kodahu, is merely a minimal acquisition sufficient, even with limitations, or do we apply the Hekush of Vayatza V'haisa, comparing Gittin with Kedushin? He concluded that both opinions would apply the Hekush to Kedushin, so Rabbi Yezer would validate such Kedushin, and the Rabbanan would not. And point number three, Abai commented that even if limited Kedushin are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both die childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Eshe Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men, because although Reuven's Kedushin affected a prohibition to people by forbidding her to them, Shimon's Kedushin did not affect a prohibition since they did not forbid her to anyone new, so she's not considered a wife of two deceased men. However, if Shimon married her without limitations, it would be a case of Eshe Shnei Mesim, because Reuven's Kedushin prohibited her to most men, Kedushin the Shimon Ahanu L'Misul Reuven, and Shimon's Kedushin was effective regarding to prohibit her to Reuven. So once again, the three points are, number one, the ninth parak begins, Hamagarsh es ishto va'amrla, one who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat Muteris Kol Adam Elo LaPloni, you're permitted to every man, but Ploni, Rabbi Yezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Machlokes by asking if the word Ella here means chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or almanas, on condition, that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. The Gemara proves that our Mishnah means chutz, but there is a Tana who holds the Machlokes concerns almanas. According to that Tana, Rabbi Yezer validates the get because he considers this condition no different than any other, but the Rabbanan hold this condition is problematic because it limits the permit itself. According to our Mishnah, the Rabbi Yezer even validates a get, which permits to all men except Ploni. The Gemara explains his source. The Pasuk of divorce says, "Vahisali ish acher," and she shall become the wife of another man, teaching, "Afilo hitira elo ish acher." Even if he only permitted her to one other man, the divorce is valid. Alternatively, he darshans, "Viisha grusha miisha lo yikachu," and a woman divorced from her husband, Kohani may not marry, teaching, "Afilo nisgarsha ela miisha," even if she was only divorced from her husband, but not permitted to anyone, the get is valid and forbids her to Kohanim. Point number two, Rabbi Abba asked, "But Kedushin Hayach, what's the halacha regarding Kedushin, where he said, you are married to me insofar as you are prohibited to all men, except Ploni?" This question we ask according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of a get. Rabbi Yezer validated such a get because of specific drushes. But regarding Kedushin, Kinyan Ma'al Yabi'inan, do we need a complete acquisition without limitations? Or Dilma V'yatz V'haisa? Or perhaps we apply the hackish between, and she will go out, and she will become a wife, meaning get and Kedushin, teaching that just as a get is valid, Kedushin would also be. The Rabbanan invalidated a limited get to be in increases of Aleika because we require complete severance, and there's not complete severance in such a get. But regarding limited Kedushin, Kinyan Kodahu is merely a minimal acquisition sufficient, even with limitations, or do we apply the Hekush of Bayatza Vahaisa, comparing Gittin with Kedushin? He concluded that both opinions would apply the Hekush to Kedushin, so Rabbi Yezer would validate such Kedushin, and the Rabbanan would not. And point number three, Abai commented that even if limited Kedushin are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both die childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Esha Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men, because although Reuven's Kedushin affected a prohibition to people by forbidding her to them, Shimon's Kedushin did not affect a prohibition since they did not forbid her to anyone new, so she's not considered a wife of two deceased men. However, if Shimon married her without limitations, it would be a case of Esha Shnei Mesim, because Reuven's Kedushin prohibited her to most men, Kedushin the Shimon Ahanu L'Misu L'Reuven, and Shimon's Kedushin was effective regarding to prohibit her to Reuven. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Pei Beis, and our standard Siman is peanut butter. Peanut butter. So here goes. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting her to all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter-loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadosh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. So once again, it's slow motion. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company, peanut butter, that must be one Daf Pei Beis. The owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy butter company, which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, HaMegarsh as Ishto V'Amrula, one who divorces his wife and tells her, Hariat Muteres L'Ko Adam Elo L'Ploni, you are permitted to every man but Ploni. Rabbi Eliezer permits her to marry anyone else, but the Chachamim consider the get invalid. The Gemara analyzes the case of the Malchokas by asking if the word Ella here means Chutz, except for Ploni, limiting the permit of the get, or Almanas, on condition that she can marry anyone on condition she does not marry Ploni. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting her to all men except one, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba asked, but Kedushin Heach, what's the halach regarding Kedushin, where he said, you're married to me insofar as you're prohibited to all men except Ploni? This question can be asked according to each opinion regarding the parallel case of get. So the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another one prohibiting her to all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter-loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadosh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. Which reminds us, Abaya commented that even if limited conditions are effective, if Reuven married a woman stipulating to prohibit her to all but his brother Shimon, and then Shimon married her stipulating to prohibit her to all but Reuven, and they both died childless, she would be eligible for Yibum and not disqualified under the category of Esha Shnei Mesim, a wife of two deceased men. So once again, the owner of the crunchy peanut butter company who divorced his wife, permitting her to all men except the owner of the creamy peanut butter company, was Mekadosh another woman prohibiting to her all men except one, who happened to be his peanut butter-loving brother Shimon, who was Mekadosh her as well with a similar stipulation, both knowing she would be eligible for Yibum to their brother Levi if they both died. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Ein Ches. So the simmer Daf Ein Ches is someone going, ach. So here goes. The frustrated husband held up a green och sign. Och, that must be on Daf Ein Ches. Och. The frustrated husband who held up a green och sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, here is your get, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amrla kinsi shtar chov zeh. If a husband told his wife, accept this document of debt, or she found a document behind him, and she reads it, and behold, it's her get, it's not a valid get until he tells her, here is your get. The Gemara further clarifies the parameters of this case. So the frustrated husband held up a green uch sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, here is your get, and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it landed closer to him, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes Rosh Hashanah Rabbim v'zarkula, if she was standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he threw the get to her, karavla magareshes, if it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo ain't a magareshes, if it landed close to him, she's not divorced. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown kedushin or payment of a debt. Different opinions are given regarding what defines close to her, close to him, and halfway. So the frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him was invalid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in a shusarabim and it landed closer to him, didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, that if the get's in her hand but a string attached to it is in his hand, if he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she's not divorced. But if he cannot because she's tightly gripping it or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is being increases valeka. We need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. Daf Ayin Tes. So the Simur Daf Ayin Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill. Quill? That must be on Daf Ayin Tes. Pen. 8. The sofer who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes al rosh hagag. If the wife was standing on a rooftop and her husband threw the get up to her, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harza megareshes, she's divorced. If he's on the roof and she's below in the chutzner and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. So the sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chutzner surrounded by his chutzner and her box within his box, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between throwing a get into her chutzner inside his chutzner versus inside her box inside his box. So the sofer wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chutzner surrounded by his chutzner and her box within his box, always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Potra Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get Yoshan is a fine koshin yisyachini mama akashik sabala. Anytime that the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern, Gezer Shem Yom get the Kodim Livna. There's a decree disqualifying a get Yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. Daf Pei. So the standard simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The green painter's ex-wife painter. That must be on Daf Pei. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, which reminds us. The next mission brings an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. She must leave both husbands and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She does not receive the usual entitlements from either husband, the ksuba, the right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn-out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ulu explains that the rabbis enacted to date Gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shal Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, the Shomer Ziyavim, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tzara was an Ilanese and was now subject to all the same penalties. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that any erva whose tzaros were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, the Nisu, and the tzaros married other men, and the erva was found to be an Ilanese, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara clarifies that even if they didn't marry the men but just had relations with them, they would be forbidden to their Yavam. Daf Pei Aleph. So the Simur Daf Pei Aleph is a grandpa. So here goes. While the grandpa, that must be one Daf Pei Aleph. While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bor eshol kedor sevishonim dor sa'achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosa even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. So, While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely ridden, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them adebia, which reminds the Gemara discusses a concern for a second marriage where one spent the night with his divorcee, and we learn that Beis Hillel holds amrin hen ede yichud, hen adebia. We say that witnesses to seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely ridden, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them adebia. Just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a get kareach, a bald get which refers to a get makushar, a bound get which has multiple folds which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. It's a gezer mishum kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aiding present at the time, all of you signed the get and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one. Which daf do we discuss? A get kareach. That's on daf. Payoff. Good number two. Which daf do we learn that Gittin were dated according to the local government for Shalom Malchus to promote peace with the local government? That's on daf. Pay. Good number three. Which daf do we have a question whether it's a good kedushin where the husband prohibits his wife to all men except one? That's on daf. Pay base. Good number four, which stuff we have a question if a written get or rumors of a divorce disqualify to kahuna and the difference between generations? That's on daf. Pay off. Good number five, which stuff do we discuss a get yoshan? That's on daf. Ayin test. Good number six, which stuff do we have a machlok is whether a get where the wife is permitted to all men except ploni is a good get? That's on daf. Pay base. Good number seven, which daf do we discuss the case of a husband threw the get to his wife in Rishus Rabim and the dinim if the get is closer to him, closer to her, or in between? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good number eight, which daf do we have a case of two brothers who mekadesh the same woman, prohibiting her to all men except the other brother? That's on daf. Pay base. Good number nine, which daf do we learn the Beis Hillel holds that we say, hen edi yichud, hen edi bia, that witnesses to the seclusion are effectively aiding to relations? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. And number 10, which daf do we mokok if a woman must be near her chatzar for the get to take effect? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.